Hello, everybody. This is Brian Brady, America's most opinionated mortgage broker, here for another Bloodhound Blog Mortgage Minute. And today I'm having a virtual cup of coffee with my friend in Florida, certified mortgage planning specialist Robert Ashby. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Brian, and hello to everybody out there listening.
Well, we're glad to have you here because if I remember correctly, weren't you the first certified mortgage planning specialist in Florida?
Yes, that is correct. Once I realized that the CMPS had put together a designation that was trademarked and could be used to show credibility in this marketplace, I jumped right on it. And it was really easy to take the test since I already knew most of these concepts anyways.
Well, maybe you can share with us, Robert, just really what a certified mortgage planning specialist is.
Well, simply put, the certified mortgage planning specialist has had extensive training on various strategies, techniques, and concepts on how to use a mortgage as part of an integral part of a financial plan and investment planning. So whether you're just buying your first home, buying second homes, vacation homes, or getting into real estate investing, they're the ones that really can take your overall plan and put it into action that will make you the most money over time.
So for the mortgage guys that are that have been doing this all along, it finally gave us a title.
Absolutely. Gave us a title that we can stand by, and includes a 100-question exam, which you have to achieve a passing score on in order to maintain that designation. You also have continuing education to make sure you stay on top of the current strategies.
Well, your background started in financial planning and financial services, and then you got into the mortgage side of the business, and you developed a questionnaire, if you will. When someone applies for a mortgage, you don't just use the typical 1003 uniform loan application. Tell us a little bit about this. Do you call it MEDS?
Yes, the program that I've put together is called MEDS, and what it is basically taking a combination of mortgage questions and financial planning questions and merging them together into a 28-question, basically detailed overview of what the client's financial situation is right now, where they want to go, basically what makes them tick and why it makes them tick that way.
MEDS an acronym for?
MEDS is an acronym for Managing Equity and Debt Strategically.
Okay.
And so, basically that's what we do. We manage it correctly so that you can supercharge your financial plan, to say it.
So
basically, to put it simply.
What questions would be on there that would be different from, say, a loan application?
Well, one of the things I like to do is, find out where they're at right now, why they're thinking, if they're thinking of specific mortgages, why they're thinking that way. Because they may not understand the concepts. They may not understand that a mortgage really is a financial tool and can cost them money over time. And so we'd really like to drive them in the right direction, educate them. It's basically an entire education process if they don't already understand the concepts, and help them achieve their goals and dreams, whether it's paying off college for their kids, retirement, or whatever else they have in mind in the future.
And it's ironic, isn't it, Robert, that probably 80 or 90% of the people we talk to have never had the luxury of having this kind of questionnaire put in front of them.
That's unfortunate, but yes, that is correct. Most people, actually a typical American just calls around shopping for a mortgage and say, hey, what's your rate? That's really about the last question you should be asking. It's more, what are you going to do for me, or how can you make this thing work for me and serve my best interests overall?
Well, you're definitely, I'd like to say you're a visionary on that, but you're one of the pioneers in this industry, and that's really helpful to so many of us in the mortgage business to watch the ways that you have systematized it. You and I know each other from over on the Active Rain Real Estate Network, and we have a lot of fun looking at each other's posts up there. I've got a couple of favorites. My first favorite was the borrow money at 6 and invest at 4 and actually make money doing it. I'll put a link up to it, but can you tell me a little bit about what you were thinking when you wrote that?
Well, most people go about paying off their mortgage the wrong way, mm-hmm. and they don't understand, what the real cost of the mortgage is over time. So basically, I wanted to show people how easy it is to make money through the concept of arbitrage. Same thing the banks are doing, borrowing at one amount and investing in another and make money. And the beautiful thing about mortgages is it's tax deductible for most people. Of course, you need to consult your tax advisor to make sure it works for you, or talk to your mortgage planning professional, whichever one. But basically, you can take a mortgage at 6%, and you're not really, it's not costing you 6%. You're getting a tax deduction, so it's costing you a lot less. Plus, it's straight line interest. Whereas investments, on the other hand, even making only 4% because it's compounding, you're going to create more wealth that way. And the reality of the situation, where can you not find 4% right now?
I agree. I mean, so you're, if we'll use this example. In California, we have a fairly high state tax, and someone making an average to above average income may be taxed at 42% in state and federal taxes. Their real cost of funds then would be under 4%, wouldn't it, on their mortgage?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the higher the tax bracket you are. I kind of based that 6% to 4% based on, you know, Florida. You know, most people are around the 28 or 35% tax bracket range, so I just use about one-third. And we don't have any state income tax here, so we don't have any additional tax beyond that.
So if it works for Floridians,
it works better elsewhere.
You would think it works better for Californians, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite posts. The other one I really loved was the $125,000 in tax-free income. Can you just kind of touch on that a tad?
Yeah, that's actually a relatively simple concept using the beautiful thing that the IRS allows us to have, which is the capital gains exclusion on selling your property. And basically all it is, it works better for singles, which is why I only used $125K as opposed to $250K. Of course, married couples can do it as well. But the concept is pretty simple. You live in a home for 2 years, and that satisfies the requirements of the IRS for living in the home for 2 years out of the last five. Then you move. You move into another property, and you continue to rent out the property you just left for 3 years. Now you've got your rental income for 3 years, and then you can sell the property, and if you sell it, a $250,000 gain if you're single, completely tax-free.
Well, so that's, and especially for someone who is a financially savvy person who can be mobile like a single person, that could just be a great way to build wealth early in your life.
Oh, absolutely. It works best if you're single, but, you know, if you're a married couple and you don't have kids yet, hey, you could do the same thing. And, you know, if you get the outrageous rates of appreciation that we had the last few years, you can make $500,000 in 2 years.
Wow. Astounding. One of the big things that we're seeing now is a concept that came out of Australia. They've been, they used to call it negative gearing over there, and I remember in the last year or two, we've seen the proliferation of these money merge accounts. And they're basically ways to deposit your paycheck directly into your home equity line and try to reduce your mortgage balance. And it gives you a chance to kind of get a snapshot for if you're moving forward or moving behind. Robert, why would a CMPS generally, and Robert Ashby specifically, be concerned about people who are using money merge accounts?
Well, money merge accounts, they have their place in this realm, just like every other loan product. There are certain people, and I estimate about 15% of the population, maybe not even that much, really could benefit by these money merge accounts. They can go about paying off their mortgage because that, for them, is the absolute best thing for them. But for the vast majority of Americans, these are not the best thing. You know, there is risk despite what they say. There's risk in paying off. Home equity itself does not carry a rate of return, so why would you dump money into an investment that doesn't work? Also, home equity is not risky, but I can't go into length at that during this conversation because we want to keep it short. But
home equity is risky because the prices can drop.
Well, prices can drop. You run the risk of losing money. You also run the risk of losing the home. And there goes your entire nest egg. And that's a problem. I mean, just talk to guys in New Orleans back when their houses got flooded and they had million-dollar properties and no mortgage and no money to repair their homes.
Oh, that's a good point. Who was the? There was a story down there, I want to say Moscow or Moscow. Who was the guy? Tell me that story.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, the way you pronounce it is Moscow. His last name was M-O-S-K-A-U. And here's a gentleman that, you know, he went about having a relatively low mortgage. He had a $1.2 million home in the flooded section of New Orleans, had a $600,000 mortgage. and it was clearly determined that the flood was what damaged his home. So the windstorm damage was determined by Allstate of about $11,000 or $12,000, something like that, certainly not much. But they went ahead and paid that. But the rest of it went over to flood insurance. And what most people may not be aware is flood insurance is capped at $250,000. The other thing that most people may not be aware of is that money goes to the lender. It gets paid to both you and the lender in both your names. However, it gets sent to the lender. And, you know, of course, Mr. Banker wants his money. So he says, thank you very much for your $250,000 principal payment. And what ended up happening is Moscow ended up with a $350,000 mortgage, a $3,500 a month payment that he needed to maintain or face foreclosure, and he had no money to repair his house. So ultimately,
wow.
I don't know what ultimately came about of his situation, but the last I had heard, he was living in Ohio with somebody and was still paying the mortgage.
So that brings us up to the concept that so many folks in the CMPS world talk about, which is segregating your home equity or extracting it.
Yes. The whole concept is, you know, and it goes back to the concept of arbitrage. You can make more money elsewhere, mm-hmm. so why not do it? You know, home equity is not giving you any benefits. So by actually creating an arbitrage using the lowest and cheapest amount of money you possibly can get, which is your mortgage, mm-hmm. and putting it in safe, secure side investments that can grow, and as I proved in that one article, it doesn't even need to grow that much.
Yes.
And you can make a lot more money, maintain liquidity, safety, you know, possibly increase your rate of return, but certainly maximize your tax benefits as well. And we are all going to need those in retirement age.
So, I mean, the concept of extracting equity is going to increase your liquidity because, God forbid, something happened like a flood or a fire, mm-hmm. and you need to be able to access cash. You've got it there.
Yeah, if I can interrupt for just a second, if
sure.
you go back to Moscow's case, if he had taken out or did a cash-out refinance, brought his mortgage up to $1 million, he'd have $400,000 he could either live on, go buy it, you know, go ahead and let the house go into foreclosure, not that they advocate that, but he could do that and then go buy a house for cash somewhere. Or he's got $400,000, I don't remember his exact repairs, but it was a couple hundred thousand, so he could have paid to have the repairs done and still moved on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize the peace of mind that comes when you get six figures in the bank or an account somewhere. I don't think most Americans have that. But when you have a six-figure bank account or a six-figure investment account, you tend to look at the world differently. You can get through a lot of problems if you've got money in the bank. And I think that's the problem with the money market accounts that people don't realize is you're sinking all this money into the house. And guess what? When you get in trouble, what's the bank say? If you lose your job, what's the bank say to you? Sorry, no loan, right?
Absolutely. They're going to say, fat chance, I'm going to give you another loan.
Or if they are, they're going to say it's going to be a 12 or 15% loan.
It's going to be outrageous. And yeah, that's part of the problem with money merge accounts is you're going about paying your house down, and therefore you're putting all your money into your home, and that means you're not making money elsewhere, and that's part of the risk of doing this, is you could be making money. I showed that in that one blog, 6%, you know, borrow at 6 and earn at 4, and you'll make money. So it's really not the best thing for most people. But the other thing is, you know, they like to say that it's, you know, there for emergencies, but home equity line of credit is not necessarily the best thing for emergencies because those are variable rate interest rates. Who knows where the rate's going to be in the future?
No, that's,
you know,
it
could
true.
Be 15 or 16%.
That's exactly.
Whereas if you take equity out and stick in a nice, safe, secure side investment now, you're capped on your interest. I mean, especially if you decide you want to go with a 30-year fixed interest only or something like that, you can do interest only for up to 15 years right now, which is nuts. But if you do something like that, now you got a stable interest rate.
Well, here's
you don't have to worry about,
you know, even just
risk.
The whole arbitrage idea too. I mean, if rates skyrocket,
you're going to earn more.
That's a bad thing, but it's a good thing on your other side. If you've extracted that equity and put it over an investment account, you're earning, you know, you're earning more as much as you're paying more in the interest too.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're borrowing at 6%, your net cost is 4%, and you end up, you know, and rates go up, you're still at that 6%. You're borrowing net cost of 4%. But your investments could go up to 10 or 12 or whatever. Just, I mean, we saw that back in the 80s when, you know, mortgage rates were 18%. What were investments? I mean, you could get them easily at 15, 16%.
Right. And then when you throw that 18% and look at the after-tax cost down at 12, all of a sudden that arbitrage opportunity looks really good.
Oh, absolutely. It gets even better with higher interest rates.
Well, let me ask you, your firm is Solid Rock Mortgage, correct?
Yes.
And if things kind of go the way you might think they might go, it could very well be Solid Rock Financial down the road, couldn't it?
That is correct. Long-term planning is probably to merge all the aspects of the mortgage planning. Currently, I'm working with other experts in the field, you know, with financial planners, CPAs, just everybody else that isn't required to make everything work conveniently for the borrower. And the idea is to bring all of it under one roof.
And that's what Solid Rock Financial will look like if the stars line up correctly, correct?
That is correct.
Well, I appreciate the 15 or so minutes you took with us here today, Robert. If you would, what is the would you give the folks your website address or your URL address?
Sure. If they would like more information about me or my company, they can visit www.solidrockmortgage.com. That's Solid Rock Mortgage, all spelled out. Or they can give us a call here locally. It's 954-432-3450. And I'd be happy to answer any questions they might have.
And Robert, if I'm correct, you just deal in Florida, is that correct?
That is correct. We are only licensed in Florida, and that's basically all we can handle right at the moment, at least.
Okay. Well, Floridians, if you're out there, Robert Ashby is an excellent resource, a man I've known for a period of time to be a professional. And again, Robert, I appreciate you spending the time here with us today.
All right, my pleasure, and thank you.